Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of Friday Night Pregame alongside Brady Klein and Sam Wiederhoft. I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. The Carmel Greyhounds are coming off of a monumental victory against MIC rival Warren Central and have improved their record to 6-2. They started the season 1-2, but have rattled off 5 straight victories and have shown significant improvement in every phase of the game. But tonight, they move into their last game of the season to face a Lawrence Central team that is much better than their record shows. I think all of us expect a close matchup here this evening, guys.
I really do, too. I mean, Lawrence Central has always been one of Carmel's biggest rivals. I know we've only started playing them over the last 3 years again, but those last 3 years have been great games, especially last year was one of the best games I've seen these two teams play with each other.
Yeah, the Greyhounds riding a 5-game win streak. The connection between Victrup and Jalen Walker has worked for the past 2 games. Walker's had 6 touchdowns in the past 2 games. Look for that thing to work again tonight. It's going to be a great game here at Lawrence Central.
You're right, Sam. Jalen Walker has been on fire, and 3 touchdowns last game against the Warren Central Warriors. I'll recap that game real quick. Carmel got off to a really quick start. Like I mentioned, Jalen Walker touchdowns. The first touchdown of the game was a 19-yard pass from Michael Victrup for the first score, and then another 73-yard pass from Michael Victrup. So first quarter, they're up 14-0. Then the second quarter, things start to change. Warren Central scores 13 points, and Carmel only gets a Nick Stacy field goal. So the score is 17-13 at halftime, Carmel. Then Carmel maintains that 4-point lead as they each score a touchdown in the third quarter, and then Carmel rattles off a couple of more Nick Stacy field goals in the fourth to win by 10, 30-20. It was a really exciting matchup. Jalen Walker, play of the game, player of the game, and had those 3 touchdown passes from Michael Victrup. He was all over the place, and the defense certainly showed up when they need to. But Lawrence Central last year, moving on to the Lawrence Central game, last year they really showed some fight against this Carmel team. Carmel went undefeated last year. They only lost to Ben Davis in the state championship game. But one of their closest games was against Lawrence Central. Recap that one for us, Sam.
Yes, and I remember not a lot of people expected it. And I remember I was on the pregame show of that game, and I said, this is a trap game, guys. This one's going to be a lot closer than people think. And it was. Final score was 27-20. The Carmel Greyhounds won at Carmel Stadium. But quarter one was a touchdown by Isaac James, a 56-yard run that made it 7-0. Became 7-3 when Griffin had hit a 22-yard field goal with 7 minutes and 56 seconds left in the second quarter. And then the Bears came up again with another field goal. Griffin hit it in from 28 yards to make it 7-6. And then the Bears went up. Jared Doakes, who we're going to see of a lot of tonight, had a tackle or a touchdown, 1-yard touchdown, to make it 13-7. So Lawrence North was up, or Lawrence Central was up at halftime. And we transfer into the third quarter. Shakir Pascal hits it in from 4 yards, 13-13. Then the Greyhounds take off. Chris Perkins has another 1-yard run to make it 20-13. Lawrence Central evens it up with Doakes yet again, a 74-yard run to make it 20-20. That was the score going into the fourth quarter. Again, not a lot of people expected it to be this close. And then we go into the fourth quarter. Chris Perkins knocks it in from 41 yards out, another one of his spectacular runs to make it 27-20. So that one was close. We'll see if they can make it close here again tonight. It was a trap game last year. We'll see what they can do this year.
It certainly should be close, like I mentioned earlier. And I also mentioned that these Carmel Greyhounds started off 1-2. Losses to LaSalle from Cincinnati in that tough game. They were down 27-0. Almost came back and tied it, but ended up losing 35-28. And they also lost to Center Grove at home 24-21 in that tight matchup. But they've certainly showed a ton of improvement this year, guys, in all phases of the game. But where do you think the biggest improvement on this team has come from, Brady?
I'm going to say the chemistry between the players. And I know that's a very broad topic to pick. But in watching the last 2 games, like we've said, Jalen Walker has had 6 touchdowns in the last 2.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central. We apologize for those technical difficulties. But as I was saying here, in the past couple games, opposed to the beginning of the year where they started out 1-2, they've been able to come out firing. That connection between Bishop and Walker has been very important. And the Greyhounds have been starting out fast, which I think is their biggest improvement.
You sort of stole mine there, Sam. I wanted to say their early starts, but I'm going to go with something else. The ability of the defense to come up with big plays or big stops when needed. And the game that really showed that was against Ben Davis. They were down 21-7. They scored a touchdown, a couple touchdowns to tie it, and then they got a pick to come back and then take the lead. And then they got another pick to seal the game from Noah Burks. And The defense has really shown up when they've needed to over this winning streak, and I expect them to do the same here tonight. So now let's move on to a segment we like to call over-under. I'll set a mark. You guys will say it'll be under or over that mark. Pretty simple. Okay, Carmel scores 35 points. Brady, what do you think?
I'm going to have to say under. Lawrence Central, we haven't seen them do a lot this year. Their record is much less. They're only 3-5 this year as opposed to the Greyhounds 6-2. But LC's defense is very good. I mean, like Sam said last year, he called it, it was a trap game, sort of a sleeper team that the Greyhounds will play against. So I'm going to go under for that one due to the relationship that these two teams have with each other. The head coach of Ashley Lawrence Central used to be a coach at Carmel, so he knows a lot what's going on.
I'm going to say over against this Lawrence Central defense. Check out these final scores. The final score for Carmel, 28-28, 21, 38, 34, 51, 35, and 30. Those are all the final scores for the Greyhounds going down the line. I think we definitely score 35 because on this or even more than 35, because on this winning streak that we've been on, Victor's been on it with his receivers, especially Jalen Walker, who has 6 touchdowns in the past 2 games. I think that the connection is just going to improve going throughout the playoffs, and I think we score more than 35. I say we score 42 today.
I don't know, guys. I'm going to say over, actually. It'll be right at about 35. I'm going to say 35 to 38. Because this Lawrence Central defense, like you said, they're a little bit better than their record shows. But at the same time, this Carmel offense has really caught fire over their win streak. And I think the Michael Victrup, Jalen Walker connection continues to work tonight. I also think Tobias Watkins has a huge night for the Greyhounds. So I have Carmel right at about 38. I'm going to say over. Next one. LC rushes for 3 touchdowns. They have an extraordinary running back, don't they, Brady?
They really do. And watching him last year, he scored 2 touchdowns, committed to the University of Cincinnati before the season actually started in the almost in the middle of summer, actually, is when he committed. So he's one of the best running backs the Greyhounds will face all season. And thinking about Cincinnati for next year, they have the running back from LaSalle and Dokes coming into him next year. Cincinnati's going to be a great team, but I say they're going to score over. I say they're going to score right at 3 rushing touchdowns. Dokes will have him. The rushing defense for the Greyhounds has been really weak this year so far, but I think the Greyhounds will try to step it up in this game, but they won't be able to contain Dokes.
Jared Dokes had 5 touchdowns against a very tough Warren Central team. I definitely think he scores more than 3. Dokes has 19 rushing touchdowns on the year, 20 in total. This guy's an outstanding running back, and it's obviously he's going D1. So I say he scores about 4 or 5 again on our rushing defense because I just don't. I mean, our defensive line has been containing pretty well these past couple games, but you remember games like Center Grove and LaSalle where their running backs just ran all over our defensive line. I think Dokes has the potential to do that. I say he scores about 4 touchdowns.
Dokes does have the potential to have a huge day, but I think this Carmel defense game plans really well to stop Jared Dokes, and I think they limit him to 2 touchdowns tonight and make Lawrence Central beat them in a different way. Jared Dokes, like you said, 5 touchdowns against Warren Central, and I certainly think Carmel has seen what he's capable of, and they'll game plan for him tonight. And then next one, Carmel has half the time of possession, so it's pretty self-explanatory. You guys are basically going to say Carmel will have time of possession, or LC will have more than Carmel's time of possession. Brady?
Have under half the possession. Because LC is a run-based team, which thing that they have, especially with Dokes at running back, will utilize a lot more of the clock. So I think the Greyhounds are going to have under half the possession of time.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. They're under because we kind of thrive on our pass game, and Lawrence Central really majority of the time.
I'd have to agree. Big plays. That's what Carmel's offense relies on. Michael Victrup scrambles, big runs from Tobias Watkins, and big pass plays to Jalen Walker and Ethan Merriweather, and that results in less time of possession than the other team, and Jared Dokes certainly can run the ball for the Bears, so Lawrence Central should have more than half the time of possession. Last one, Michael Victrup accounts for 300 total yards of offense tonight. Sam?
I'll have to go over on that. I think the Greyhounds offense has been thriving during this win streak. I don't see them slowing down anytime soon. I think Victrup leads this team to victory solely because of his pass game. I definitely have them going over 300.
I have them going over 300 as well. The one point of concern that I do have is the protection in the very center. We have Chase Crowder will not be playing in this game due to a lower body injury that he sustained last game, but Mac Stewart will be starting this game at center. Mac has a lot of experience, so I think Mac will be very good, but It just won't be the same having Chase Crowder there, but I do believe the grounds will go over 300 yards.
It might not be the same, and the protection might break down occasionally, but I think that could contribute to a lot more Michael Vick-Trip scrambles like we talked about. And he could just run around a lot more and get a lot more rushing yards, and I think he'll do fine in the passing game. So I don't think he'll have a problem reaching or going over that 300 mark. So on to the last segment, guys. Keys to the game and predictions. It's not our high school game day at home, so I won't be making the headgear pick, but we'll still make our predictions and have keys to the game. Sam, you start.
Keys to the game. Keep your defensive line strong for the Greyhounds. Jared Doak's an outstanding running back. He's going to be tough to beat. But if their defensive line can stay strong and get into the backfield to stop Doak's, that'll be the key to success. I got Carmel winning 42-27. I think Doak scores all the touchdowns for the Bears. He scores four with a missed extra point. 42-27, Greyhounds on top.
Mine's tough. I'm going to go my key to the game, like I said a second ago, though, will be the protection of the interior offensive line without Chase Crowder up there. But the rest of the starters will be the same for the Greyhounds. Trevor Scott will be working his way in at center a little bit more of an inexperienced center. He's more of a tackle slash guard kind of player. So I feel like when he's in the game, it'll be very tough for the Greyhounds to keep consistent. So my key to the game will be try to keep it as consistent as possible. Keep as many of the same players as you can. If it's not broke, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's my key to the game right there. From what we've seen the last couple of games, I'm going to have the Greyhounds scoring right at 35. I know I said under a little bit earlier, but I'm going to go 35-21 for the Hounds.
This Lawrence Central team is a little bit baffling. They lost to Indianapolis Chatard, a 3A team, 17-10. They only scored 10 points on offense. And then they also beat Pike, a team that is very good this year, and Carmel barely beat. They beat Pike 61-28. That's unbelievable in the difference between those two games, and they've had that a lot this year. So I can't really figure this Lawrence Central team out. I still think their offense is dynamic and that they can score a lot of points. But what we've seen from this Carmel defense this year is holding good offenses to anywhere between the 20 and 30 mark, LaSalle being an exception. And I think they'll be in that range again. I think they'll score 28 points, but I think Carmel scores more than them and gets the victory with a score of 38-28, five touchdowns, and a Nick Stacy field goal. And that's it for us here on Friday night pregame. Sam and Brady will have the call. Sam at play-by-play, Brady at color. I'll be down on the sidelines with interviews, and I'll have some stat updates in between the quarters. So for Sam Wiederhoft, Brady Klein, and Jack Kaiser, you're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
Week 9. Carmel comes in riding a 5-game win streak, hoping to stay hot going into the postseason. But the last block standing in their way is Lawrence Central, a team with a losing record, but with victory in their sights. It's the Greyhounds versus the Bears. The final week of the regular season on WHJE starts right now.
The final week of the regular season for the Greyhounds lands us in Indianapolis at the school of Lawrence Central for this conference matchup. Hello, I am Samuel Wiederhoft alongside my color commentator Brady Klein. And Brady, what do the Greyhounds have to do in this game to prepare themselves for the playoffs coming up next week?
Well, they're going to have to win this game. I mean, it's straight simple. I mean, if the Greyhounds can go into the playoffs with as little losses as they can, they have two losses on the season so far, one to Center Grove, one to Cincinnati LaSalle. And if they can limit a loss here going into the postseason at a record of 7-2, it'd be a great momentum boost for the Hounds, and that'd be a great sign that the Greyhounds can go into this very tough playoffs that they have ahead of them.
Carmel coming in with a 6-2 regular season record, 5-1 in the MIC. Meanwhile, Lawrence Central comes in with a 3-5 record overall, 3-3 in their conference. Lawrence Central coming off of a nail biter last week, 22-28 against Ben Davis. They lost that one at home. They've lost all their games at home. They are 0-5 in home play, so not a very good stat coming into your final home game. Right now, captains lined up at the sidelines. We are waiting for the coin toss to see who will be receiving the ball first. Watch out for Jared Doak's of the Bears. The man has 1,430 rushing yards on the year, 19 rushing touchdowns, 20 overall, 8.6 yards per carry, 179 yards per game. That's going to be tough for the Greyhounds defensive line to stop.
It really will, and especially what we've seen from the Greyhound defense with the run defense all season long. They struggled against great running backs like Titus McCoy from Center Grove and the running back from Cincinnati, LaSalle, who's actually going to the University of Cincinnati. But so is Jared Doak, so we're going to have to face another a Big East powerhouse running back that we're going to see in the future tonight against a very good Lawrence Central team.
Captains for the Greyhounds, Alex Akins, Michael Vick-Trip, Justice Schumann, and Deshaun Williams line up now at the 50-yard line awaiting the coin toss. Both teams preparing for the playoffs, which starts next week. The sectionals start next week. Lawrence Central will be playing Cathedral. They lost to Cathedral in their first game of the year. That will be next week. That's sectional 6. And in sectional 4, it's Carmel versus Noblesville. Carmel beat Noblesville in the first round of sectionals last year. Noblesville coming in with 3-5 records. So both teams trying to prepare for the playoffs in this final week of the season. The Greyhounds beat Lawrence Central by the score of 27-20 last year. Carmel has won the toss, chosen to defer to the Lawrence Central Bears. They will be receiving to start off the game, and the Greyhounds will get the ball in the second half.
And hopefully that can work to the Greyhounds' momentum. We've seen that happen the last couple games, and that's been a great decision from them in the last few games. And they come out victorious. Greyhounds now on a 5-game win streak, so hopefully they can try to get that to 6 right now tonight against, like we said multiple times, a very talented Lawrence Central team.
Now watch out for the connection of Michael Victrup and Jalen Walker. They have connected 6 times in the past 2 games for touchdowns. A remarkable 2 games for Jalen Walker. And expect bigger things from him in this playoffs and in this game. Lawrence Central now lines up to receive the kick. Number 88 for the Bears back to receive. That is Trayvon Woodley. Quarterback for Lawrence Central will be Dre Randolph. He was a defensive back originally.
Yeah, last year, actually, he came in, was playing a defensive back last year all season long, tore his ACL last year, actually. And then this year, they actually had no quarterbacks on their roster. There were no varsity-level quarterbacks, and he just decided to step up and play quarterback for this team. So he's being heavily recruited by a lot of the military schools as an athlete more than a quarterback, so sort of like what we saw Isaac James was last year.
So Nick Stacy lines the ball up at the 40-yard line, waiting to kick it back to number 88, Trayvon Woodley. Also number 33, Thomas Lee, both lined up at their own 5. Nick Stacy backs up, runs toward the ball, puts his right leg through it, and we are to action here at Lawrence Central. Number 33, Lee takes the ball at the 20-yard line, now tackled on the near sideline at about the 24 by Jake Leach, who was in on the tackle, and that's where Lawrence Central will start off their next drive.
Jake Leach and Nick Fox, the two DBs, actually got the tackle on that play. So a very quick start by those, limiting any return from them. Lawrence Central will be starting at their 25-yard line, working with a long field to go, but the Greyhound defense trying to shut down Jared Dokes on his first possession. If you can shut him down early, hopefully that'll work in the long run.
So Dokes comes out as the running back lined up to Randolph's right side. Randolph is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Ball spotted on the right hash. 1st and 10 from the Bear 25-yard line. 20-yard line, check that. No, check that. That's 25. Dre takes the handoff, gives it off to Dokes, who goes toward the left side, still breaking tackles. A tackle by Cameron Hunt on the far side to the 34-yard line. A gain of 9 yards. Dokes looks good early, and it's 2nd and 1.
And on that first play there, we saw what we've seen all season long from opposing teams is just running away from the strong player, Noah Burks, the left defensive outside linebacker. So hopefully Noah Burks can step up in this game.
Randolph in the shotgun, 2 wide receivers to the right side. Receivers to the right side. Jared Dokes is his running back to the right. Ball spotted on the left hash. 3rd and 1 from the 34. Randolph takes the ball, gives it to Dokes on the left side. Still going, stopped in the backfield by the Carmel defense. He does not get the first down. Justin Fleck was the one that knocked him down to about the 33-yard line. It will be a 4th and 2 for the Bears as they bring out their punt team. Great stop for the Carmel defense to be able to stop Jared Dokes, who is their star player. They stop him on a 3rd and 1. Big momentum for the Greyhounds as they send Alex Akins back to receive the punt coming up from Nash Griffin.
Nash Griffin, a 6'3", 215-pound punter and kicker, so one of the biggest kickers and punters that you'll see all season long, which is very surprising to see a kicker that big.
Griffin lined up at his own 19-yard line. Akins is back by the 25 in his own territory. Griffin takes the ball, gets the punt off. It's a very high kick. Akins trying to find it, calls for fair catch as he catches it at about the 28-yard line. And that's where the offense will start their drive out. 1st and 10 for the Carmel Greyhounds, led by Michael Victrup from the 28.
And a new face we'll see on the offensive line tonight. We'll see Chase Crowder out of the game tonight with a lower body injury. But we will have Max Stewart, who is a senior as well, starting at center tonight. And Trevor Scott will be rotating in with Mac tonight. So having those two players coming in at center will be a great fit for Michael Victrup, specifically playing with Max Stewart a lot in his career.
Victrup coming in, throwing 14 touchdowns on the pass. Look for that tonight, and especially look for Jalen Walker, who's lined up to the left side. Victrup's in the shotgun, one wide receiver to the right as well. He has a fullback to his right, Tobias Watkins, the running back to his left. Victrup takes the snap, looking for somebody open, scrambling around. He's caught by the defensive line of Lawrence Central and taken down at the 21-yard line. A loss of 8 yards, a huge loss for Michael Victrop. He took the sack. It will be about a 2nd and 8.
And that is not the start that the Greyhounds want on this one. So the Greyhounds will have the ball pumped all the way back to their 23-yard line. So it'll be 2nd and 17.
Yeah, check that. 2nd and 17 from the 29. Victrop is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right side, one to the left. Now Walker moves over to the left side. It will be Walker and Perkins on the left. Ethan Merriweather lined up to the right. Victrop in the shotgun. Tobias Watkins lined up to his left side. 2nd and 17 from the 23. Victrop takes the snap, looking left to throw. Now takes it himself. It's a quarterback draw, going toward the near sideline, crossing the 25, and runs out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. A gain of about 12 yards, and it will be a 3rd down and about 4. Good job by Michael Victor to see that there was nothing there on the pass. Take it himself right up the middle. It will be now 3rd and 5 from the 34-yard line. Victor in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right side. Marcus Perkins and Kurt Raftel. And Ethan Merriweather lined up to the left. Also, Jalen Walker's to the right as well. Victor takes the snap, drops back to pass, looking for somebody open on the right side. Gets the pass off. It's too low for Marcus Perkins. And no flag flies over on the far end, so the Carmel Greyhounds will be forced to punt. It's 4th and 5.
In the Greyhounds over the last couple games have rotated out their punters between Zachary Bradley, sophomore, and Alban Seale, senior. But tonight, Zachary Bradley will be handling the punting duties, at least to start off this game.
Bradley right now lined up at his own 20-yard line. The Bears send out number 7 to receive, Michael Tutsi, the 6-foot junior defensive back he plays. He's lined up at his own 30 now, still backing up to about his own 25. Bradley's lined up at his own 20. Score still 0-0. 9 minutes, 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Bradley takes the snap, gets the punt. It's high, not very far. Will bounce at the 40-yard line, bounces forward, and the Greyhounds knock it down about the 35-yard line. Jerome Halsell was the one that downed it, and it will be a 1st and 10 for the Bears from their own 35.
And that one was very close to going the Greyhounds' way, actually. The ball, the punt landed almost right off the foot of one of the Lawrence Central coverage players, so the Greyhounds had a little bit of confusion there. They thought it was their ball, but Lawrence Central will be taking over the duties going from left to right, long side of the field on the 35-yard line.
Dre Randolph comes out in the shotgun. Four wide receivers to the left side. Now one of them comes over to the right. He looks like he's actually coming off the field. So three to the left side, one to the right. Jared Doakes is the running back to Randolph's right side. 9 minutes, 29 seconds left in the first quarter. Still 0-0. Carmel Greyhounds look like they're bringing the blitz. Randolph takes the snap, drops back to pass, looking for somebody open, trying to get a block. Now will take it himself on the left side, gets the pass off. It's complete at the 45-yard line, crossing the 50. Finally taken down at the Carmel 40-yard line. A good completion for Dre Randolph. Over on the left side to number 80, Rayshon Jones, the senior, gets a 1st down. It will be 1st and 10 from the 41 in Greyhound territory.
Nick Mazza was a coverage corner on that one, actually dropped back, got beat, but then decided and figured out that the ball was going to the wide receiver, got back and got a nice tackle after a large gain for Lawrence Central.
Randolph comes out in the shotgun. Jared Doakes lined up to his right side. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Ball spotted on the left hash. Randolph takes the snap, drops back to pass, looking on the right side. It's incomplete, intended for number 12. That's Devon Bell. Went right out of his hands. It will be a 2nd and 10 from the 41 in Carmel Greyhound territory.
And Noah Burks and Nathan Obiquo were on the near side covering on that one. Noah Burks tried getting through to try to block the screen, actually, but got a great crackdown block by the near side wide receiver. That was number 25 for Lawrence Central. That's Brian Rutland. He did a good job containing Burks.
Randolph in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the right side. That's the wide end of the field. One to the left. Jared Doakes is running back to the left side. Randolph takes the snap, gives it to Doakes, who's rolling out to the right side, gets to the 40 and taken down by Noah Burks at the 39-yard line, a gain of 2 for Jared Doakes, but it still will be a 3rd and long, about a 3rd and 8.
This is a very tough situation, whether you decide to run or pass with a very powerful running back in Jared Doakes, but your quarterback's also a very mobile quarterback as well, so if you do decide to pass, you always have that ability to run as well.
3rd and 8 from the 39, 8 minutes, 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Score still tied 0-0 between the Greyhounds and the Bears. Randolph in the shotgun, ball spotted on the right hash. Three wide receivers to the left, zero to the right. Doakes lined up to his left side. Randolph will roll out to the left side, gets the pass off. It will end up being out of bounds, intended for number 80, Rayshon Jones. And that pass had no chance, landed out of bounds. And the Greyhounds force yet another punt on the Lawrence Central side. Actually, they might actually go for this one because it's on the 39-yard line in Greyhound territory. Now they bring out the punt team as number 1, Nash Griffin, comes out. It's a 4th and about 8, so a little too much to go for it, so Griffin will come out to do the punt duties.
And watching Griffin in warm-ups today, he was punting 60, even 65 yards in the air, landing 65 yards, so he has one heck of a leg, and he can really pin the Greyhounds deep in territory.
Alex Akins lined up at his own 10-yard line. Griffin lined up at his own 45. Griffin has the ball, will get the punt off. It's pretty long. This one might fall into the end zone, and it will by a long shot. Actually hits the goalpost. So the Greyhounds will start their next drive on their own 20-yard line, first and 10. The Greyhounds trying to get on the board first. And on that first drive, we really saw the Greyhounds try to dominate the passing game. Didn't run a single running back run play. We saw Michael Vitrop run a QB draw, or what looked like a quarterback draw. He decided to keep it very quickly. But Tobias Watkins is really, and Stephen Watts are really going to have to get incorporated in this game if the Greyhounds want to make it very even and very tough to predict.
So only one first down for either team so far. Lawrence Central had that first down catch to number 80, Rayshon Jones. The Greyhounds went 3-and-out on the first drive. Stephen Watts comes in as the running back, lined up to Victor's left side. He's in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, ball spotted in the middle of the field. Victor awaiting the snap, puts a man in motion. That's Tony Vitrito. Victor has it. Drops back to pass, now gives it to Stephen Watts, who's going on the right side toward the far sideline, crossing the 25, dives out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. A gain of 7 yards. It will be 2nd and 3.
And Stephen Watts right there hit the outside edge very hard, got upfield, did a good job getting right around a gain of 7 yards to bring up a 2nd and 3 opportunity for the Greyhounds.
2nd and 3 from about the 27. Victor in the shotgun. He has a fullback to his left side. Stephen Watts directly behind him. One wide receiver off to either side. Gives the ball to Watts going up the middle, trying to get to the 30-yard line. He does. He gets to the 31. And it's a first down for the Greyhounds. 1st and 10 from the 31. 8 minutes left in the first quarter. Score is still 0-0.
Stephen Watts once again doing a great job following behind in the middle of the offensive line. We saw Max Stewart playing center right now for the in the place of the injured Chase Crowder. But Deshaun Williams actually just got subbed out of the game. Not sure for what reason. But number 50, Trevor Scott, will be coming in to take his place at the right guard position.
Clock now ticks down, 7 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Victor in the shotgun, ball still spotted on the middle of the field. One wide receiver off to either side. He has a fullback to his left, and Stephen Watts to his left, who gets the ball, goes, charges to the 36-yard line. And that's where the pile brings him down, a gain of about 5 yards. It will be 2nd and 5, and Stephen Watts is really carrying the run game here early.
He really is. We saw 3 rushes, 2 of which were for first downs, and that one for a gain of 5 yards. So Stephen Watts carrying the load right now for the rushing game for the Greyhounds for sure.
2nd and 5 from the 36. Victor in the shotgun has a fullback to his left side. Stephen Watts directly behind him. One wide receiver off to either side. Gives the ball to Stephen Watts on the handoff, who stopped at the line of scrimmage, dives forward for a gain of about 1 or 2 yards. Depends on where they spot it, but they're going to get about a 3rd and 4. It will be 3rd and 4 from about the 37-yard line. Stephen Watts remains in the game. Ball spotted on the right hash. Victor comes out in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left side, Ethan Merriweather and Marcus Perkins. Jalen Walker lined up off the line of scrimmage to the right, along with Kurt Raftel. Stephen Watts lined up to Victor's left side. Victor is awaiting the snap, and flags fly. It can't be a delay of game, and they call it false start on the Greyhounds. So that one's going to move him 5 yards back. And instead of a 3rd and 4, it's now a 3rd and 9, and you have a lot more to work with.
You really do. So this is where, probably looking off of what we've seen in previous games, where Ethan Merriweather runs one of his deep outs, runs one of his deep out routes right at the first down yard line. So hopefully Ethan Merriweather can try to get something done on this play, and same with Michael Victrop.
Victrop in the shotgun, 2 wide receivers to the left side, 1 to the right. Stephen Watts is lined up to his right side. Awaiting the snap, has it, drops back to pass, looking on the left, now looks right for Jalen Walker, jumps up, it's out of his hands. Incomplete to Jalen Walker. The Greyhounds get 1 first down, but we're stopped by the Lawrence Central defense yet again. They will be forced to punt. It's 4th and 9 from their own 31-yard line.
And on that play, number 14 for Lawrence Central, Joe Snow, the coverage corner, just got off of Ethan Merriweather. Merriweather was wide open for a quick check down. Victor just didn't see him. That had his eyes set on Jalen Walker the entire way downfield.
Alban Steele is now back to punt. He's lined up at his own 17-yard line. Meanwhile, number 12, Davion Bell, lined up at his own 35 to receive the punt from Steele. Check that, that's Zachary Bradley out there. Bell calling fair catch. He catches it at the 32-yard line. It will be 1st and 10 for the Bears from the kick from Zachary Bradley.
Zachary Bradley, we've seen 2 punts pin them not deep in Lawrence Central territory, but right in the middle range of LC territory. Ball now at the 32 or 33-yard line for Lawrence Central. So they'll have another long field to go. Hopefully the Greyhounds can stop them on this drive.
6 minutes, 19 seconds left in the first quarter. Score is still tied. Lawrence Central 0, Carmel 0. Both offenses have been stopped. They each have a first down each. Randolph in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the left side, 1 to the right. Jared Doakes is running back to the left side. Ball spotted in the middle of the field. 1st and 10 from the 33-yard line in Bear territory. Randolph takes the snap. Fake handoff to Doakes. Gets the pass off to the left side. It's complete
to number 10 out there. Drives toward to the 35-yard line, a gain of two. It will be second and eight. Pass complete to what looked like Dominique Tyler, the junior on the left side. A gain of 2 yards. It will be second and eight from the 35.
And this is the one thing that the Grands are really going to try to focus on. They try to focus all on Dokes the entire time, so that's where the LC passing game will really come in handy.
Randolph in the shotgun, ball spotted on the left side. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Jared Dokes directly behind Randolph. Awaiting the snap, has it, gives it to Dokes, who goes up the middle, crosses the 45-yard line. He's on the far sideline all daylight. He runs away from the defenders. 30, now 20, 10, 5. Jared Dokes does it again, his 21st touchdown of the year, and Lawrence Central is up 6-0. They strike first.
That's his 21st touchdown of the year, but that's also the 34th touchdown of the year, actually. So LC has 34 touchdowns all season long, and Jared Dokes has 21 of them. So you can really, that shows really the type of player that he is for this team.
Simple run play. He got the handoff from Randolph right up the middle. There was a hole, but he kind of made it happen as he got past the first level, and there was nobody out there in the second level as he cut it back toward the far sideline. Touchdown, Lawrence Central, as Nash Griffin lines up to kick the extra point. 6-0, Lawrence Central. Griffin puts his left leg through the ball. It was tipped by a Carmel defender, but still goes through the uprights. So the Bears go up 7-0 with 5 minutes, 38 seconds left in the first quarter.
And Jared Dokes, I mean, just watching him there, you really couldn't get a sense of how fast he was, but watching him on that play, he outran Alex Akins and Noah Burks, two of the fastest players on the Greyhound defense. So I'm very scared to watch this kid for the rest of the game.
I told you guys to watch out for him in the pregame, and that was definitely right. I said he'd score four touchdowns.
We didn't doubt you, Sam. We knew he was going to be a good player in this
game. I said he would score four touchdowns in this one. He already has one. Remember, he did score five against the Warriors. Wolf Warren Central, who we beat 30-20 last week. Nash Griffin lines the ball up at the 40-yard line. Lauren Central has all the momentum now, thanks to that run from Jared Dokes. Back to receive will be Tobias Watkins and Jalen Walker, lined up at their own 3-yard line. 5 minutes, 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Greyhounds trying to come back from that score of Jared Dokes. The Greyhounds only have one first down on offense. So nothing really going yet for the Greyhounds. They've been using Steven Watts a lot more than Tobias Watkins, which is surprising. We haven't really seen that all year. Griffin lines the ball up at the 40-yard line, lines up at his own 30. Now runs toward the ball, puts his left leg through it, and we're back to action. Low kick. Will get into the end zone for a touchback, and the Greyhounds will start their next offensive drive from their own 20. Brady, what does the Carmel offense have to do to improve from those past two drives?
They need to start spreading it out more. I mean, we've seen on that last drive, we saw a run almost every single play on the drive before. We saw all pass. So I think what the Greyhounds are doing right now is just analyzing everything that's going on and then figuring out which works best against this LC team, and they're going to go with it on this drive and really try to chip away at the 7-0 lead that LC has.
Greyhounds down by 7, 5 minutes, 38 seconds left in the first. Victor brings his offense back out onto the field, and we do see Tobias Watkins in the game now instead of Steven Watts. He is to Victor's left side, ball spotted on the left hash. Ethan Merriweather is to the left. Jalen Walker is to the right side. And Kurt Raft will line up as the fullback. Now Tobias runs to the right side of Victor. He takes a snap, gives it to Tobias, goes up the middle, crossing the 20-yard line, really pushing the pile. They haven't brought him down yet. They'll mark him down at the 26, a gain of 6 yards. It will be second and four for the Greyhounds. And a good job by Tobias Watkins to keep his legs moving. He was stopped at about the line of scrimmage, but that pile moved another 6 yards.
And that was a good job by Tobias Watkins, but an even better job by the offensive line to get an extra push on that pile. Tobias was originally hit at second and eight, but now getting the pile pushed now all the way down to second and four for the Greyhounds.
Victor in the shotgun, one wide receiver off to either side. Kurt Raftel, the fullback, to his left side. Check that, that's Sam Knapp. Gives the ball to Steven Watts. Check that, Tobias Watkins, who goes up the middle, crossing the 35-yard line. Gets to the 41. It will be a Greyhound first down on the run by Tobias Watkins.
Tobias Watkins did a great job there, hitting the hole hard. We've seen those two running backs rotating possessions a lot, like we've seen a lot of the players actually in this game. So Tobias Watkins handling the running duties for this drive.
Victor will be in the shotgun. Sam Knapp lined up to his right side as the fullback. Tobias Watkins directly behind Victor. One wide receiver off to either side. Ball spotted on the left hash. Victor back to pass, looking for somebody open. Going long for Jalen Walker. Has it at the 30. Crossing the 20-yard line now. He's got daylight. Crossing the 10. One man to beat. He gets to the 1-yard line. He was tackled by number 6 of Lawrence Central, Andre Jackson. Stops him at about the 2-yard line, but Victor and Walker connect again for that seam down the middle. A big gain for the Greyhounds. It's first and goal. Ball spotted at the 2-yard line, first and goal for the Greyhounds. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Lawrence Central up by 7 at 7-0. Victrup in the shotgun. Sam Knapp, the fullback, to his right side. Tobias Watkins also to Victrup's right. One wide receiver off to either side of the field. Victrup takes the snap, gives it to Tobias, goes up the middle, now works left, gets into the end zone, and it's a Greyhound touchdown. They even the score. It will be 7-6, awaiting the extra point. Tobias Watkins runs it in on the left side, and it's another Greyhound touchdown.
That was a great job there by Tobias Watkins, who had a hole inside, but that hole closed up really quickly, so he bounced outside all the way to the left and dove towards the pylon, got a touchdown there to level the Greyhounds. Well, almost level the grounds, 7-6 in favor of LC right now, but Nick Stacy on to get the extra point.
Stacy sets the ball up at the 10-yard line, awaiting to even the score at 7. Ball is snapped, kick is up from Nick Stacy. It's a bullet, goes right through the uprights, and just like that, we're tied 7-7 with 4 minutes 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Now, I really couldn't believe it when I saw Victrup going long for Jalen Walker. You just knew it was going to be complete. Walker beat his man. He caught it at the 30-yard line, got down to the 1. And that duo never fails to amaze, as they've connected for 6 touchdowns in the past 2 games, and that one was almost the 7th.
Yeah, that's a great point you make there, Sam. They never seem to amaze. I don't know. What'd you say?
I said the duo has been connecting really well. It's 6 touchdowns in the past 2 games, almost the 7th one right there, because Walker was stopped at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, so taking off what you said, he was stopped there. They've connected for 6 touchdowns the last 2 games. That was almost the 7th, but I'm surprised a lot of teams haven't been watching that play specifically, because that's what he scored on 4 of the last 6 times, his touchdowns in the last 2 games. So Jalen Walker is going to be a huge factor in this game. When he saw that ball in the air, he was actually at the 20-yard line and boosted up to the 30 where he caught it. So Jalen Walker turned on the afterburners and using a little bit of his energy to get the ball on that one.
Dominique Tyler, number 10, and number 88, Trayvon Woodley, lined up to receive this kick. Stacy puts his right leg through it. It's returned by Dominique Tyler. He drops the ball at the 5-yard line, now starts to get going, wrapped up and taken down at the, looks like, 14-yard line. And Lawrence Central will now start their drive. Tackle was number 47, Sean Blackburn, on special teams. Wrapped him up and took him down at about the 18. First and 10 for the Bears.
And Sean Blackburn, that's where he gets almost all of his playing time in the varsity games, is on special teams, and he does a phenomenal job doing that. He has right around 6 or 7 tackles in the last few games, so he's really making a name for himself.
Randolph comes out in the shotgun. Jarrett Doakes, the running back, to his left side. 2 wide receivers to the left side, 0 wide receivers to the right. Ball spot on the right hash. Randolph takes the ball, gives the ball to Doakes, who's trying to look for a seam on the right side. Tackled at about the 19-yard line. Didn't get a lot on that one. Nick Mazza was in on the tackle. Gets to the 19, a gain of 2. It will be 2nd and 8. So I would say it's been a great job at the Carmel defense. They've really stopped Doakes, although they had that big touchdown run. Doakes hasn't been able to get anything on the outsides.
They really haven't. The outside linebackers of Justice Schumann and Noah Brooks have really stepped up in this game and have been clogging a lot of holes and making sure nothing bounces outside of them.
So Randolph in the shotgun yet again. Doakes to his right side, 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Randolph looking to pass. Now will take it himself, wrapped up by the Carmel defense at the 20. He gained about a yard, but it will be another crucial 3rd down. It's 3rd and 7. Sam Hipple was the one that brought Randolph down at the 20-yard line. It will be a 3rd and 7 play for the Greyhound defense.
Sam Hipple, a dual sport athlete, using a wrestling move to bring him down there, just wrapped around the waist and just rolled to the ground. So great job using the dual sport.
Randolph in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the right side, 1 to the left. Ball spotted on the left hash. Jarrett Doakes is running back to the left side. Waiting to snap, has it. Will give the ball to Doakes, who went on the right side. It's a counter play. He gets to the 20-yard line, does not get to the 25. He's knocked out of bounds by Nick Mazza at about that 25-yard line, but it will be another 4th down forced by the Carmel defense. It's going to be about a 4th and 4. So Lawrence Central forced to punt again. It will be Nash Griffin who will take on the punting duties. Alex Akins runs back to about his own 40 to receive the kick. 3 minutes, 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Score is tied 7-7. Akins now lines up at his own 30. Griffin now at his own 9-yard line, has to have a good snap. It's a little to the right, but he has it. Gets the punt off. It's high. It will bounce at the 35. Bounce forward in favor of Lawrence Central all the way down to the 20. Now rolls to about the 17, and that's where the Bears will down it. So it will be 1st and 10 Greyhounds from about the 16-yard line with 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
That was a phenomenal punt there by Nash Griffin, pinning the Greyhounds way deep in their territory, the deepest starting position that they've had all night long. We've seen the Carmel punters pin them right around the 30 to 35-yard line, but that one getting the Greyhounds right around at the 16-yard line, so the Greyhounds will have a much longer field to go than they normally used to.
Bishop will come out in the shotgun yet again. Ball spotted on the right hash. Two wide receivers to the left side. It's Marcus Perkins and Jalen Walker. Ethan Merriweather is lined up to the right. It looks like Tobias Watkins is Bishop's running back to his right side. Awaiting the snap. Bishop has it. Drops back to pass. Looking on the left side. Now looks right for Ethan Merriweather on the streak by the sideline. He has it and gets out of bounds. A flag is thrown at the 42. But the ball will be spotted at the 41-yard line. Ethan Merriweather with the completion. There's a flag on the play awaiting this call, but it looks like he will be coming back for offensive pass interference. Yes, pass interference against Ethan Merriweather on the far sideline. I couldn't see anything. Wishy-washy call there, but it will be coming back for the Greyhounds.
I think what that call was right there, as soon as Merriweather went up for the ball, he was still a little bit tangled up with the DB, and it just seemed like he pushed off a little bit to try to go for the ball. And that's very unfortunate for Ethan Merriweather, as he had a great catch and a great first down, but that one will be pinned back deep, even further deep in territory for the Greyhounds.
Yeah, not a good situation for the Greyhounds now. It will be first and about 15 from their own 10-yard line. Bishop's in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left side, one to the right. Tobias Watkins lined up to Bishop's right side, awaiting the snap, trying to get Lawrence Central to go off sides. They don't fall for it, so Bishop now getting the play from the sidelines. Hell is his offensive line. It's first and 16 from the 10-yard line. Bishop now awaiting the snap, has it, drops back to pass, looking for somebody open on the middle of the field, gets the pass off for Marcus Perkins, who has a wide open lane in the middle, crossing the 50-yard line, nobody there, 30, now 25, 20, nobody there, touchdown Marcus Perkins, touchdown Greyhounds. Marcus Perkins' second touchdown catch of the year. He caught it at about the middle of the field at about the 30-yard line, and there was nobody there in the secondary. Runs right into the end zone, and the Greyhounds go on top 13-7.
I honestly did not know Marcus Perkins was that fast. I mean, we've seen him catch a lot of short routes throughout the whole season and just go down after 1 or 2 yards, but that one, he ran 70 yards after he caught that ball, caught it at the 30-yard line, and ran all the way to the end zone. Great blocking by Jalen Walker as well, who's keeping up with Marcus Perkins for the touchdown on that play, as Nick Stacy's extra point is up and good to put the Greyhounds up 14-7. But Marcus Perkins having his second touchdown of the year, and that was the best one that we've seen him have all season long.
90-yard touchdown pass from Michael Bishop, his longest on the year, maybe his career, to Marcus Perkins. Caught it in the middle of the field, nobody there in the secondary, and he ran free to the end zone. It's 14-7 Carmel. And I'm not sure who said this in the pregame show, but someone said Carmel bases their offense off these big plays, and they've had two of them. They had that long streak to Jalen Walker to about the 2-yard line, and now they have this 90-yard touchdown pass to Marcus Perkins to put them up by the score of 14-7. So back to receive will be number 88, Trayvon Woodley and Dominique Tyler. As Nick Stacy sets the ball up at the 40-yard line, 2 minutes, 43 seconds left in the first quarter. That drive basically took no time off the clock. Maybe about 18 seconds as Nick Stacy is about to kick it back to the Bears. Stacy puts his right leg through it. It's a low kick, will drive. It will not fall into the end zone, will be returned by Dominique Tyler. Crossing the 20-yard line, looks for a seam up the middle. He has it, looking for a block. 40-yard line now, gets to the 44-yard line, driven and taken down at the 44 by the Carmel Greyhounds special teams. Looks like Sean Blackburn was in on that one again. It will be first and 10 from the Bears with pretty good field position from their own 44.
The tackle on that was actually Jacob Abrams, one of the corners, who rotating corners, actually his first-year player this year, and he's done a great job. He produces tremendous power when he hits people. We've seen him throw players to the ground, injured a player twice last game, actually, and that one he tackled him with the ground very hard, so Jacob Abrams is having a great season so far.
Randolph in the shotgun, one wide receiver off to the left side, two to the right. Jared Dokes, this is running back to the left side. He also has a fullback who goes in motion to the right side. Randolph takes the snap, gives the ball to Dokes, going on the right side, tackled by, it looks like, Austin Newland on the right side at the 49-yard line. A gain of 5 yards. It will be second and 5. Austin Newland from the defensive line was the one that brought him down, not after Dokes gained 5 yards. It will be second and 5 from the 49. Randolph in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the right side. That's the short end of the field. One wide receiver to the left. Jared Dokes is Randolph's running back to the left side. Trying to get the Greyhounds to jump off sides. Doesn't work. Now he looks toward the sideline to get the play. Randolph now tells his offensive line, gets back into the shotgun formation. Second and 5 from the 49-yard line, still in Bear territory. Now Randolph takes a snap, gives the ball to Dokes, who goes and carries it across the right side, crossing the 50, gets into Greyhound territory to the 49, brought down by Austin Newland yet again. And it will be about a 2-yard gain. It will be 3rd and 3.
Actually, Austin Newland, just for your notice, him is a safety. So Austin Newland's not in the game right now. That's actually Kylan Cole.
Kylan Cole, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I know what you meant. But Kylan Cole having the 2 tackles, 2 plays in a row. So good job by him on these last 2 plays to shed the blocks from the offensive line and get outside and get the tackles.
I get those 2 mixed up all the time. Randolph in the shotgun. 1 wide receiver to the right side, 1 to the left. But directly behind him is Doakes. Gives the ball to Doakes on the handoff. It was a high snap, but he managed to come down with it. Doakes goes up the middle to the 44-yard line. It will be a first down, but there is a flag on the play. 7-14. The Greyhounds are in front. 1:13 left in the first quarter. It will be a holding call coming on the Bears. So that first down run by Jared Doakes will be coming back.
And that's a big momentum shift right there as Doakes just powered through for an easy first down, but the Greyhounds got very lucky on a holding call that the back judge threw on that one. So they will be backed up even further, so they bring up another 3rd and 3 opportunity. Actually backing up even more, it was a 3rd and 3, so what now will be a 3rd and 13 opportunity. So Lawrence Central has a long way to go for this one.
Yeah, it will be about 3rd and 13 from the 41-yard line in Bear territory. Ball spotted on the right hash. 2 wide receivers off to either side of the field. Randolph in the shotgun, Doakes directly to his right side, awaiting the snap. Big third down play for the Bear offense. Randolph takes the ball, drops back to pass. He's being attacked by the Greyhounds, wrapped up and taken down by Britt Beery at the 34-yard line. The Greyhounds stop him on 3rd and long, and they drive him back even more as the Lawrence Central offense will be forced to punt yet again.
And Britt Beery actually was a finishing tackle on that one. Noah Burks and Ronnie Hayward each had a hand on him in the backfield to bring it to slow up the play even more. But Britt Beery finishing on that one, doing a tremendous job there.
Now Nash Griffin lines up at his own 20-yard line. Back to receive will be Jalen Walker. So instead of Alex Akins, the receiver Walker now comes into return. Lined up at his own 23-yard line. Griffin now at his own 20. Takes the snap. It's high. He fumbles the ball. It's on the ground at the 24. He's going to have to run for it. Gets the punt off. It bounces at the 50 and gets a Lawrence Central roll and goes out of bounds at the 34. So a very lucky play for Nash Griffin, who was almost wrapped up and tackled at his own 20 by Noah Burks. But he gets the punt off. It bounces at the 50-yard line in favor of Lawrence Central and goes all the way to the 34, and that's where the Greyhounds will start their offensive drive, 1st and 10.
And the one thing for Griffin on the advantage they had on that play was he's a left-footed kicker and a left-footed punter, so Burks wrapped him up on the right side of his body, and he was just able to use his left foot to boot the ball downfield right to the 37-yard line for the Greyhounds.
18.4 seconds left in the first quarter. Carmel Greyhounds on top, 14-7. Victor in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the left side, 1 to the right. Sam Knapp, the fullback, to the right side, gives the ball to Steven Watts, who goes up the middle, down to about the 36-yard line, a gain of 2 yards. It will be 2nd and 8, and that one will take us to the quarter break. We're at 5 seconds now, and I believe the Greyhounds will just let this one roll. Now at 3, Greyhounds on top, 14-7, and that will be the quarter. So we're going to send it back to the station with the Greyhounds on top, 14-7. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds. Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School. We are at the end of the first quarter. Transferring into the second quarter with the Carmel Greyhounds on top, 14-7. We have our stat man behind us, Jack Kaiser. Jack, what do you have for us over there?
Just like you said, the score is 14-7, and Carmel's offense has relied on the big plays, but that's gained them a lot of yards. They have 153 yards passing, Jalen Walker with 63, and Marcus Perkins with that 90-yard one, and 46 yards rushing. Watkins added a touchdown, and so did Perkins.
Stays in the game, 3rd and 6 for the Greyhounds at the 38. Victor getting the play from the sideline. He will be in the shotgun. 3 wide receivers to the left side, 1 to the right. Ethan Merriweather is to the right side. Ball spotted in the middle of the field. Victor awaiting the snap has Steven Watts as his running back to the right side. Victor has it. Drops back to pass. Looking on the left side, and it's incomplete. Incomplete on the left side. Intended for what it looks like, Jalen Walker on the far sideline, but knocked down by a Lawrence Central defender. That was number 7, Michael Tutsi. And he knocked it down, and Greyhounds will be forced to punt yet again. It's 4th and 6 from the 38.
Michael Tutsi, actually a dual sport athlete, plays basketball as well. So he's standing at a 6'2" as one of their shooting guards. So he's a very good basketball player too.
Zach Bradley lined up at his own 25-yard line. Back to receive will be number 12, Davon Bell. Score 14-7, the Greyhounds on top, 11:16 left in the first half. Bradley gets the kickoff, it's high, not very far, bounces at the 30-yard line, gets a Carmel Greyhound roll, still bouncing, crossing the 15 now, and will stop at about the 13-yard line, and that's where it will be down by the Greyhounds. As Lawrence Central is pinned in their own territory, it will be 1st and 10 with 11 minutes left in the first half.
And this is the best or worst field position for that Lawrence Central offense that started with the best field position for the Greyhound defense that they've had, starting a drive, actually ball being placed at the 13-yard line. So a long ways to go for Lawrence Central if they want to get something going in the second quarter, down 14-7 with 11 minutes left.
Bears have yet to have a response to that Marcus Perkins 90-yard touchdown catch. They haven't had a response to any Carmel Greyhound touchdown. They've scored 14 unanswered points. Now Randolph in the shotgun, two wide receivers off to either side of the ball. Ball spotted on the right hash. Try to get the Greyhounds to go off sides. It doesn't work. Now Jared Doakes goes over to his right side. Four wide receivers set on this play. Randolph takes the ball, gives it to Doakes, who goes up the middle, but stopped by that Carmel Greyhound defensive line at about the 15-yard line. A two-yard gain for Jared Doakes. It will be second and eight. So the defensive line has been doing a pretty decent job of stopping Jared Doakes. He hasn't really been able to get anything besides that long touchdown run for 70 yards. Randolph in the shotgun, two wide receivers off to the right, two wide receivers off to the left. Jared Doakes lined up to his left side, ball spotted in the middle of the field now. Snap goes to Randolph, gives the ball to Doakes on the rollout, going toward the far sideline, wrapped up by the Greyhounds at the 15. No gain for Doakes. It will be third and eight.
Justice Schumann shut off of his block right there, who was playing contain on that far side, on the left side of the defense. Shut off his block, tripped up Doakes in the backfield, but he was able to gain two or three more yards, so it'll be third and eight for Lawrence Central.
10 seconds left in the first half. Carmel Greyhounds on top, 14-7 at Lawrence Central High School to round out the regular season. Randolph in the shotgun. Jared Doakes lined up to his left side. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Ball spotted on the right hash. So he's got a lot of room to work with on the left side. Randolph in the shotgun, awaiting the snap. Has it. Drops back to pass. Now takes it himself to run. But the Greyhounds are all over him at the 15-yard line. Wrapped up by Noah Burks with the sack, and they stop him on third down again. Lawrence Central has to punt deep in their own territory.
And like you said a second ago, Sam, Lawrence Central has no answer for these two Greyhound touchdowns, and the momentum has obviously shifted towards the Greyhounds. Lawrence Central just has really died off since those first two possessions we saw in the Jared Doakes touchdown.
Nash Griffin lined up in his own end zone, so they have to have a good snap here. Last time they punted, the ball was on the ground, and Nash barely got the punt off. Now has it. It's a good snap. Gets it off. Jalen Walker waiting for it at zone 45. It will bounce at the 50. Bounce forward in favor of the Greyhounds. And Lawrence Central downs it at midfield, the 50-yard line. Great field position for the Greyhounds to work with. It will be first and 10. 9 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first half with them, with the Greyhounds on top 14-7.
And in talking to Coach Hebert a couple weeks ago on the Hound Pound show, he talked about the explosive plays. He's trying to limit those to four explosive plays per game, and we've already had one explosive play in this game, was that Jared Doakes touchdown. But after that, the Greyhound defense has shut down everything from this Lawrence Central offense, and they have no answer for the defense right now.
So we see Steven Watts looks like come in at running back with Victor in the shotgun. One wide receiver off to either side of the ball. Sam Knapp looks like is the fullback to his left side. Ball spotted on the left hash. First and 10 for the Greyhounds at the 50-yard line. Picked up awaiting the ball, has it, gives the ball to Steven Watts, who goes up the middle, gets to the 45-yard line, dives forward to, it looks like, to the 44, a gain of 6 yards. It will be second and four, and Steven Watts continues to amaze right between the guards, going up the A-gaps. He's been there all day, and he's gained a lot of yards.
He really has. He really lowers his shoulder very well, powers through the offensive line and through the defensive line, too, and just trucked over a nose guard on that play.
Victor in the shotgun, one wide receiver off to either side of the ball, gives the ball to Steven Watts, who bounces it out to the left side on the far sideline and knocked out of bounds at the 37-yard line. It will be a first down for the Greyhounds at the 37-yard line in Bear territory. 8 minutes, 40 seconds left in the first half. Greyhounds on top, 14-7.
And not only does he do a good job powering through the A-gaps on both sides, but he also does a good job hitting through the outside holes and getting around the tackle. He did a great job there, bouncing outside and getting a first down for the Hounds.
So they mark it at the 40-yard line. Looks like that's where he stepped out of bounds. One wide receiver off to either side of the field. One fullback to Victor's left side. Steven Watts is directly behind Victor and a little bit to the right. He tries to get the Bears to go off sides. Doesn't work. Now has Steven Watts directly behind him, and fullback Sam Knapp goes to the right side. Still one wide receiver off to either side of the field. Ball spotted on the left hash. Flags fly. It was close to a delay of game, but we're going to have a false start on the Greyhounds. Yes, false start is called. The play clock was at one, so it was doubtful that Victor was going to get the snap off anyways. But it will be a false start for the Greyhounds. That ball moves them back to the 45-yard line. It will be first and 15 with 8 minutes, 40 seconds left in the first half.
And that's very disappointing to see right there, pushing the Greyhounds back even further. They had a great one with Steven Watts, but that one sort of just got canceled out. Now first and 15, ball in the 44-yard line.
Victor in the shotgun, one wide receiver off to either side of the field. Sam Knapp is the fullback to Victor's right side. Directly behind Victor is running back Steven Watts. First and 15 from the 45-yard line in Bear territory. Mitrup has the ball, drops back to pass, looking toward the middle of the field. He's got all day to throw, now scrambles to the right side. He gets Sam Knapp on the screen pass, but he drops the ball, incomplete. It will be second and 15, and we have not seen one pass of Sam Knapp all year. That one was a desperation pass that Mitrup had to get off if he wanted to keep the play going. He was about to get sacked. Tried to hit Sam Knapp, but it was a little too low, hit the ground, second and 15.
And Sam Knapp did a good job checking out of the backfield on that one. Saw he had the protection that Michael Victrup needed. Checked down, just tried to gain some extra yards, but unfortunately, Victrup couldn't get the pass to his hands.
Victrup in the shotgun. Two wide receivers off to either side of the ball. Ball spotted on the left hash. Steven Watts still the running back. Victrup has the snap, looking on the left side to Ethan Merriweather on the left. Crossing the 40-yard line, gets his block to the 30. He falls at the 29-yard line. It will be close to a first down for the Greyhounds, but a great catch by Ethan Merriweather and really saw his blocks. Tried to get a seam on the left side for a big gain.
And I think they're going to mark that one just a little bit short. He got down at the 30-yard line, and the first down marker is in between the 29 and the 30-yard line, so they need right around half a yard more to go for this first down. I wouldn't be surprised if they're on a power run right up the middle on this play.
We will have third and inches, one wide receiver off to either side of the field. Ball goes to Steven Watts on the handoff, goes up the middle, cart, gets the Carmel Greyhound first down, dives forward to the 27-yard line, and Steven Watts goes up the middle yet again for another clutch first down run. It will be first and 10 from about the 27. 7 minutes, 55 seconds left in the first half. Greyhounds on top, 14-7, and threatening to score again. First and 10 from the 28. Victrup in the shotgun. Ball spotted on the left side. One wide receiver off to either side of the field. Sam Knapp to his right as the fullback. Jalen Walker comes in motion. Steven Watts still directly behind Victrup, who gets the ball in the handoff. Goes forward, but is stopped by the Lawrence Central defense at about the line of scrimmage. Might have gained 1 yard. It will be second and 9 from the 27.
And Steven Watts right there was stuck by Ronald Carter, a 5'10", 225-pound inside linebacker on that one. Only a sophomore he is, so he has one more year to play and develop as a great player. And we've seen him have a lot of good tackles tonight, so I'm really scared to watch him through the rest of this game and even next year.
Ethan Merriweather, Jalen Walker,